If you are going to have a blowout, you'd ordinarily not want to have it on Montana Highway 43 on a blistering July afternoon, several miles from Wisdom, the nearest town. Where's Wisdom, you ask? Well, let's just say that Wisdom's a western Montana town somewhere near the Idaho border. A small town. So small you could post a sign saying, "Entering Wisdom," on the back of another sign saying, "Resume speed." That small. So there we were, motoring along in our pickup truck, pulling our trailer, when Sue, who was behind the wheel, says to me, "There goes one of our tires." "There goes one of our tires?" I look up from the map and think she's lost a couple of lug nuts. We stop. Sure enough, the tire had gone flat, but we hadn't noticed. Then the rim got so hot, it blew the rubber away. I can find no jack, and my owner's manual tells me why. There is none on this trailer model. Great. I locate my pickup jack, but the lug wrench is missing. Chagrined, I realize too late that I forgot to check my emergency equipment before leaving home. Just then, who should pull to a stop behind us but Mr. and Mrs. Dean Dirksen of Roseburg, Oregon. Right there on that barren highway in Montana, fellow residents of the state of Jefferson offer their help. Soon, a math teacher from California and his wife also stop to help. His name is John, and he has some blocks that will work to raise the trailer. But no one's lug wrench fits the wheel cap and my lugs. Dean has socket wrenches, but it takes him a long time to find the key to his storage bin. It's been almost 2 hours since these people stopped to help, and now it's getting late. Why are they still here? Suddenly, Dean finds his key. John insists on handling the socket wrench, which works. I tell the men I can't imagine that they'd go through this trouble for a stranger. They look up at me. John speaks for both with a broad smile. "Les," he says, "consider this a loan. A loan. I'll pay it forward to the first stranger I find in trouble." This is Les O'Coin.